Welcome to the Gorfine Schiller and Garden podcast series. The IRS is adjusting many of its rules to account for the impact of inflation, ranging from individual income tax brackets for 2023 to the standard deduction. The changes could mean tax savings for some taxpayers next year. And today we are joined by Matt Keeper, who's the Director of Tax Services at GSG, who will discuss this more with us. And Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
Yeah, always a pleasure. And let's just start at the top from a high-level perspective. Tell us about some of these recent IRS changes. We'd love to hear more about this.
Sure. The logic behind the adjustments was, like you said, related to inflation. What the IRS was trying to prevent is an artificial increase to taxpayers' tax, where if they're getting adjustments in their income for wages, for example, for the inflation, they didn't want people to have a resulting increase in tax just because of the way the tax brackets were previously. So the logic was to increase the ordinary income brackets to prevent people from having that artificial inflation and generating a tax that really would be due to inflation at that point. But just the top level things that are going to impact a lot of taxpayers. There was increase in the standard deduction around the board. Just for example, married filing jointly went from $25,900 up to $27,700. The ordinary income brackets saw an increase in the tops of each bracket. So for example, the 37% bracket for married filing joint, that was previously started at $647,850. That's going to jump up to $693,750. 401k contributions also increase for employees that are under 50. They can contribute up to $22,500. Previously, that was $20,500. And those over 50 can contribute up to $30,000. And that was previously $27,000. And then two more quick items, the capital gain bracket. The 15% capital gain rate starts when, as far as for married filing jointly, when a taxpayer's taxable income is over $89,250, that used to be $83,350. And then as far as non-income tax, there were some changes to gift tax and estate tax. So the annual gift tax exclusion went up to $17,000, previously $16,000. And then the lifetime estate and gift exclusion, that's up to $12.92 million now.
All right, great. Appreciate that rundown there, Matt. So really, I mean, what does this mean right now for taxpayers? Should they do anything about this now, or is this just good to educate yourself about at this point?
Well, it's good to educate yourself. I mean, so the folks that weren't as fortunate to get an increase in wages for inflation, this essentially means it's a tax deduction. I mean, they're a reduction in their tax liability because the brackets went up so dramatically. So in that case where you're in the 37% bracket previously, where, like I said, it was at $647,850 was when you got into that bracket, and now $693,750. So that's almost $46,000 more of taxable income that's taxed at a lower bracket. So that's almost $17,000 of tax savings right there. So it can get pretty substantial if there weren't any dramatic jumps in income. One of the biggest, I think, planning opportunities are for those that are in the lower tax brackets and taking advantage of the capital gain bracket, where there's actually a 0% tax on capital gains from when you have zero of taxable income up to the $89,250 for a married filing joint taxpayer. And I think this could see benefits for people that maybe inherited stocks, because I know a lot of folks don't have capital gains this year. But if you inherited a stock from someone, say like GM, and that person you inherited it from had a very low basis, then you still probably have some capital gains. So you could potentially take advantage of those capital gains being taxed at a 0% rate and basically step up your basis. So because the wash sale rules don't apply to capital gains. So you could sell that stock and then buy it the same day and not pay any tax on it for federal purposes. But just keep in mind that state laws don't give you that 0% rate, at least for Maryland. I'm not 100% sure if all the states work that way. So just looking at numbers, like if, for example, someone had $75,000 of wage income and assume they get the standard deduction of the $2,700, that would put them at a taxable income of $47,300. They could get capital gains of almost $42,000 and not pay any federal tax on that. So it's definitely a great incentive for people to look out for.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. And as always, we always ask this too at our podcast, how can GSG help taxpayers with this right now?
Well, I think what I just discussed would be a perfect planning opportunity. The other opportunities are just take advantage of those higher 401k limitations, and then we can help out as in relation to adjusting withholdings. So the withholding brackets will start to change as well. So they may automatically adjust accordingly, but it's definitely something to take a look at.
Awesome. You know, Matt, as always, we appreciate your insights. And before we sign off today, anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Not that I can think of. If you do have any questions, feel free to reach out to us.
Perfect. And this concludes this Fort Pine Shield and Garden podcast interview with Matt Tiefer, who's the Director of Tax Services at GSG. And as you heard, Matt is kind enough to share his insights into how the IRS is adjusting many of its rules to account for the impact of inflation. And Matt, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Matt.